Look, I think this is a very important question. What can you do for young people? We just published a communication. I mean, it's a study. And I suggest that you look for it in the internet. It's called Harnessing the Talent in European Regions. And what we are trying to look at is, in fact, what is happening to the regions across Europe in terms of the capacity to retain young people and talented people. Europe is becoming a very old continent. We have an estimate that in 2050, if we don't manage to change anything, we will have lost from the active population, population that in the age where they are active, 35 million people. This is a lot of people. And even now, if you look across, you feel that in a lot of places you are you have difficulty in finding people to work. Also, certain regions, they are not able to retain the young people, and they are not capable of retaining talent. That's why one of the aspects that we have got really to look at is what are the conditions that we offer to people, to young people, so that they can really have a family, that they can live in the place where they want to live. This is not to limit the movement of people. It's just to make sure that if you move, you move because you want to move, not because you cannot find a job or a life in the place where you want to be. And this is also why we are so concerned with what we can offer, how we can stimulate the quality of life in medium-sized cities or in even in small centers. Because if you look at the quality of life of young people in big cities, in big capitals, it's the big cities, if we don't rebalance territory, if we don't create alternative poles, the big cities will be claustrophobic because the cost of housing in the inside city becomes absolutely impossible for a young couple to live there. It's too expensive. And if you move out, then you have got to move into the city and commuting. And some people, they spend 1 hour, 1 hour and a half every morning and every afternoon with low salaries. How can you really, have a reasonable life? It's impossible, and particularly women, because they have this, children. How can you, it's very expensive. So having a more balanced development and making all these intermediary cities also retain some activity, making it easier for companies to establish there, making it easier for people that come out of university to start a business there, and to create the conditions that really you demand in the 21st century may be one way to help it, and to help these people to be there. And this is essential, because otherwise we have a lot of regions in Europe that are becoming very, very old, and so you just have old people. Then you have got just to organize yourself to provide services to these people. But these people, they need very special things, because you cannot just provide internet for them, because sometimes they are not able to use the internet. And so this requires a lot of effort. This has got to be done. But at the same time, you have to create alternative jobs, young people, so that, in fact, the whole system is performing there. Of course, the fact that we, during the pandemic, we were using internet, and we understood that we don't really have to be physically in the centers in order to have a job. And so probably, and some cities are starting to be chosen by multinationals, for instance, as good locations. And I visited some centers outside of the big cities, very far away from the big cities, to be frank. And provided you have a good health system there, you have education, you have a minimum of culture, you have internet, these multinationals prefer to locate there. because they say, okay, I have 100 here, 100 young engineers, and with the salaries I pay them are much more happy here, and so they have more the tendency to stay here and to buy a nice house and to have a proper life here. And so this movement can be, a positive movement in the sense of also helping us to retain talent in the different regions and to also reconnect, because you can improve the value whatever the industry you have. In agriculture, you see how much progress you can do. You have the transformation of agricultural policies, you have research in a lot of products, you have IBCT's regions that are developing know-how on essential oils from lavender or from plants, medical products. So you can do everything. You can have sustainable tourism and nature and research on biodiversity. So there are so many things that you can do. But for this, you have got really to have a vision. And it is this kind of vision that we are trying to stimulate, not just concentrating on big cities, but also creating these alternative centers that remove the compression on big cities, that some of them are really killing themselves because they cannot really manage so much pressure from pollution, from pockets of poverty, from traffic jams, and so a more balanced development is probably a good way to help this in this more balanced European agenda. And if you look around, some of the more developed countries, they have really a lot of multiple centers. But of course, we have got to concentrate not on using funds to do what we are doing before, but to do something different with more value-added, more innovative, more future-oriented, capable of generating better salaries for young people as well. So that's the kind of vision that I'm trying to share.